Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay. This is Mara. I'm broadcasting from Sacramento, California on a beautiful rain cleanse day. We haven't had much rain out here, so I'm sending good wishes to everyone who is listening. The call-in number is 646-595-3584. We're here today and every day to talk about your special value to God. You can call him or her whatever name leads you to peace and works for you. Allah, Yahweh, Great Spirit, Unity, Divine One, Divine Mother, anything. Because you are valuable, whatever name you call the unity of all, just the way you are. Yes, you have navigated the past perfectly and are now okay. The script for your future is in your hands. You have some choices every day. You can link your hands with others through acts of love and ultimately follow our nature, love, or we cannot. The glory of it all is when we don't, we get another chance. One kind act can change the world. Before we begin, let us join our thoughts together, sending love and healing wishes, everything we want for ourselves to our enemies. For it is in the very concept of having enemies that we contradict our nature. I send wishes for safety, good health, prosperity, a sense of well-being, a connection to God, a sense of value, and a recognition that there is enough to everyone everywhere, my friends, my enemies, and to those I don't know but hold in my heart. Today's topic is talking to God, plain or fancy. For me, I say don't worry about the style, just talk often. I run a continuous dialogue or stream of conversation with God about everything and anything. Now, by that I mean I don't hide behind fancy words that act like God, the all that is and will ever be, doesn't know what I am really thinking and really doing. Have you ever thought how interesting it is that sometimes we come to God and we twist the truth? Who are we fooling? Surely not God. And yet it is in the truth about all that has happened and in the forgiveness of ourselves for not meeting some sort of perfect standard that we're able to move on. From my conversations with God, I stay attuned to who I am, and when I slip off the track, the conversations lead me back. Back to what, some might ask? Back to peace. To seeing my connection with all that is, to seeing my connection to each and every one of you, to softening my tongue so that I speak more gentle words, to softening my pen so that I say what I can at the highest level, to softening my mind, not just about others, but about me too. My running conversation with God helps me forgive myself for not meeting that perfect standard I talked about a moment ago. How about you? Do you have some standard in your mind that who knows where it came from? Probably from some Sundays in church. Probably from some things your mom and dad said to you when you were a little kid. Probably from some jesting that your friends did with you as a child. That caused you to set up a standard about who you were. And when you don't meet that standard, you hit yourself over the back with a cat of nine tails, emotionally driving yourself into the ground because you haven't met some perfect standard Forgive yourself. Take a deep breath. We don't have to be perfect. We just have to move forward in life in love. And when we don't, we get to try again. We get to try to learn to move to peace. As Paramahansa Yogananda said in Inner Peace, if you continually write checks without depositing anything in your bank account, you will run out of money. So it is with your life. Without regular deposits of peace in your life account, you will run out of strength, calmness, and happiness. You will finally become bankrupt emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. But daily communion with God will continually replenish your inner bankroll. Wow. Daily communion with God. I have to tell you, as a kid, I kind of put in place an impediment about prayers. I would say, now I lay me down to sleep, until one day I realized that was a pretty scary thing. What is all this death stuff? And for my grandchildren, we put together a song for going to sleep at night and blessing others. Someday I'll share it with you. As a child, I heard the minister telling me, don't ask for anything for yourself because you're going to go to hell, fire, and damnation. Yikes! My gosh, when I was in fifth grade and the barn across the street burned down, I was scared, petrified. I wanted to hide under the bed, sure that God had found out that I was not perfect and had sent the devil to get me. Now, did I pray during those times? Yes, I did, out of fear. Fear that I wasn't meeting that perfect standard that had been placed in my mind. Fear that I wasn't enough. So how do we daily commune with God? I think we start with knowing that we are enough, just the way we are. For all that we have lived, for everything that has happened in your life, you have been led to be the person you are right now. And if you're not happy with that person, that's okay. You've got the next moment to begin changing. And if you don't succeed, you've got the next moment, and you've got the next moment. You don't have to meet some perfect standard to be enough. You just have to live your life as well as you can right now, because that's all we have. So why do people have impediments to prayer? Things that have been shared with me, prayer, meditation, what word to you doesn't matter. Sometimes they say they can't still the voices in their mind. They feel sinful asking God to deliver them things or away from something. They wonder how God has time to care, or would even take time to care about their insignificant selves. After all, there are more important things out there. War, poverty. Yet it's only in taking care of the individual parts, each and every one of us, that we can ever truly end those things, because it is man who allows those to exist, and it is man who must stop them. So let's start with the ending, the final one. I'm not important enough for God to care about me. Oh, my. Oh, my. In terms of your life, there is no one else for God to communicate with you other than you about your life. Let me say that again, because I kind of screwed it up in the talking. In terms of your life, you are the only one God can talk to about it. Only you, because only you have control of it, and your life is valuable to God. It is unique and it is special. You are not alone, my friends. Even in your darkest hours brought on by mankind, God is waiting to listen and hold you in the peace that is found in your reunion with all, to embrace you in love. God knows you in the same way a rosebush knows each and every petal of each and every blossom, each and every thorn, each and every leaf, each and every limb, each and every branch, each and every stalk. Believe that is true. God knows you. You are always connected to God, even if you don't sense it or know it. Trust me, you are. You are valuable. And with that belief comes the ability to do what I do, which is run this mindless chitter-chatter with God. I'm no different than you. I've been through my hells. I've had my bad moments. I have my dark days and hours. There are times when I do not rise to my highest self, and I pay the consequence for that with internal self-judgment. But I know I do not have to be separate from the peace that is God. And so I open my arms and heart to Him with tears flowing down my face and say, I wasn't my highest self. Please. Please guide me to be more. And He does. So once you feel valuable enough to believe that God is with you always, please, for now, let's just relax in that thought. Then let's take three deep breaths, pulling healing energy into your body from the soles of your feet, and releasing it down your shoulders and back. Deep, replenishing breaths. Breaths of air that will unite you with all that is. Then, after you have taken the air in and released it slowly, feel the energy of the air in your body. And now, don't close yourself down by containing every thought in a box. Allow everything to flow freely, breathing, and just talk. Allow everything to flow freely. Breathe and talk. Talk about anything and everything. Tell God what you want. Tell God your dreams. Tell God your hopes. And believe God will help those be realized in your life. It is the disbelief that blocks them from coming. Ask God to bring you those things that will enhance your life. And believe they will be delivered. And they will be. I love these words from Neil Donald Walsh, attributed to God in Conversations with God, Book 1. Think about them. I want what you truly want, nothing different and nothing more. Then call on God, known by hundreds of names whenever you are separate from the peace He offers, knowing you can never lose that connection. No matter what you do or say, you are connected to God. Always. You are never alone. You are in all times, always, all one. I have once again talked to all of you for my entire time. I'm going to have to put a shill out there and have him call in or her call in, I think. And watch, when I say that, the next time someone calls in, you'll think that. But I want to say to each and every one of you that the blessing in my life, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, is knowing I am enough just the way I am. I may not be perfect, and believe me, I am not. but I am enough. May the love of God enfold you now and always. Have a wonderful day.